Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hello, Austin, Texas. You're listening to The Home Team with Troy and Wyatt, where we bring sports and money together for your education and entertainment. If you have any questions about anything we're about to say today, please leave us a question or comment at the Facebook, which is The Home Team 512, or you can give me a call at 855-299-HOME. And as always, you can stop by the website, which is loansfromtroy.com. And this segment is brought to you by Security National Mortgage, where they turn houses into homes by financing the American dream.
Not your dream anymore.
Right, right. Please do not hold anything we say against them.
Okay, them.
They do not represent any of the opinions we're about to partake upon, which is an exciting weekend of playoff football.
Man, it was. We had football, and it was good football. But the weird thing is all your normal players aren't in there.
Mm-mm.
Right? So it makes it kind of fun. Like, There's some, I mean, come on. The Browns? Who would have thought this is a different year? The Browns beat Pittsburgh.
They
have a lot more to go to try to make it to the NFL. But nonetheless, in years past, or even the year before, they weren't even close to this. It's crazy.
You know, and the Pittsburgh came in back towards the end to make it look respectable.
Yeah.
It was 28-0 in the first quarter.
Right.
I mean, the Browns, it was like 25 years of inept and horrible football was erased in one quarter. It was amazing. I watched it, and it was almost like you're watching this beautiful sunrise with a train wreck happening all underneath you at the same time. It's the only way. I mean, it was just such an amazing thing for me to describe.
Of course, Drew Brees is still in it, and he's, I guess, a more palatable goat. He didn't really get much heat from most people. Most people like him.
Right.
Tom Brady, for some reason, they don't. Just because he was so good, maybe. I don't know.
You know,
he was always in the running.
Well, I will tell you that I like Tom now.
I like Tom.
I did not like Tom before.
And for some reason, I was in the hype, too. I was like, oh, Tom Brady, you know, deflate gate or whatever, you know. But he's doing pretty good.
Yeah.
I think they're still in the hunt as well. So.
Yeah. So, well, they meet this week. And so the first two meetings, the Saints
have gotten their number.
Pummeled them.
Well, it was a second game with the Buccaneers.
Well, 3 weeks ago, it was like 38-3 or something.
Right.
I mean, they pummeled them. So Tampa Bay's got a lot of work ahead of him for this weekend. So I wish him the best. But being that my wife is, you know, from Louisiana, we're pretty much pitching for the, you know, Drews and the Saints.
Yeah. Well, how can you not? The guys, they're both good people.
Yes.
So it should be a good game. Yeah. I see the Saints going all the way.
If they, you know, you never know. I mean, Tom's not someone to count out in the postseason. I'm just saying.
No, he just has that right. He'll run it himself. He doesn't care.
Yeah. So.
Well, Roethlisberger, same thing. I mean, that guy knows how to make it happen. But, I mean, the Browns got their number. I mean, does that kind of state something about him and where he's at in his career? I mean,
you know, and that may have been his last game.
Could
as
be.
A Steeler, because he's got a $40 million cap this offseason. And he's only got 2 years on his contract.
Sounds like my life, right?
So,
$40 million cap.
Yeah, so they could get rid of him this year and save themselves $20-something million.
But do they need to?
I mean,
who are they going to get?
I don't know. I mean, you know, you would think that, you know, they're looking a future, but they're not. I mean, how about the NFL being such a cutthroat industry? And when I say that, I mean, just so tough to be successful in, because Philadelphia just fired their coach and he won the Super Bowl just a couple years ago.
Right.
I mean, what?
Well, then that's what you have to think about. A lot of people have done that. I think, you know, you had your goat of a coach from Alabama. We all know who he is, Nick Saban. He's been entertained or entertained professional football, and everyone's found that it's easier to make your money in college ball. It's not as cutthroat.
You know,
now
yes.
unless you're a coach of Texas.
You still get 3 or 4 years. You know, I'm telling you, yeah. Mac Brown won a national championship in 2010,
right.
And then then had a losing record in 2011, and they didn't fire him until 2000. They gave him like three more years.
That guy was probably one of the best recruiters, and still is one of the best recruiters of all time.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Now, coaching, maybe not. I think he
won a national championship. Yeah, played in a national championship.
Hold on.
And he's three penalties away from three other appearances.
What player won that national championship?
If I remember correctly, that was the guy that couldn't throw the football his first year and couldn't do anything. You know, everybody talks about players as, you know, being the thing.
Fair enough.
But, you know, you coaches put good players in the position to win.
So he ran the ball into the end zone or he ran it? I mean, he threw it or he ran it? He ran it.
Well, he threw it all the way down there. Ask David Thomas.
I know, that's true. Well,
he threw for like 300 yards.
Now, speaking of, new football coach, we'll talk a little bit more about that. But, he was there at that game.
We got to talk about the spurning of the Longhorns, which is that Urban Meyer. He's dead to me.
Why? Okay.
He's dead to me.
So then that's where I was going to get to. His fact is that I think he might have. Okay, now how much is he going to make his first year there?
I don't know. The numbers I'm hearing is somewhere between 10 and 14 million.
So that's more than a college football player.
Yes.
Or a coach, rather.
But he's only going to coach there for
a couple years.
Yeah, 3 years.
Get him going, like you said.
I mean, it's...
And then maybe after that, then we get him at UT. I don't know.
It's weird to me because of his reasoning for not joining the University of Texas was health and stress and da-da-da-da-da and things like that. I have, in my life, watched NFL coaches collapse on the sidelines from the stress of their job and be taken to the hospital from the sideline. I've never seen that in a college coach.
But would it be a true statement that they have more support there in the NFL? More coaching support, more assistant support?
Yes and no. You know, here at the University of Texas, with the resources that it offers, you can have just as much with very little restriction. You can hire as many analysts as you want. You know, in the NFL, but the difference I think is two things. One, he was worried about his style, not really meshing with the kids of today with the transfer portal.
Okay.
You know, so that was a bother.
Oh, that makes sense. Because you can't really, stick it up, buddy, this is how it works. If you want a position on my team, you got to earn it. And and now they can say, well, then see you later.
Yeah. You know, and you're under contract in the NFL. So he liked that. I think he liked that. But also the NFL has specific tampering and you can and cannot do rules. Like, okay, there's no work done between, March and April.
Okay.
So, because it's against the rules, because they want to give everybody the exact same amount of time to work. And so, so they have this times where you OTAs and, required intent.
OTAs.
Official team activities.
Okay. I had to figure that out.
And so they have these times when you can be there and when you can't be there. So, being in the professional industry in the NFL may prevent him from working himself to death. Like in the college, there's nothing like that.
You can't stop. Yeah. In college to compete, you got to stay.
Yeah. They have dead periods in college, but that just means you can't recruit. You can't go see a recruit. You now with Twitter and everything else, they're still communicating and things like that. So I think that might be what he's thinking.
And now do you have more professional support as well? I mean, these guys have been doing it for a while and they're up to the next level. So film review and all the things that usually you have to take all your time, you can rely on somebody else.
Yes.
Would that be a true statement?
Absolutely. And you can hire, in college they have grad assistants and things like that, where in the NFL they pay somebody.
That knows what they're doing.
Yeah.
Not that the other people don't, but they've been doing it, proven.
Right. You know, if you're working for free, you're learning. So would you rather have somebody learning?
So if you want to work for 2 years, make $14 million, NFL is the way to go.
Right.
And not have to work as hard, possibly.
Correct.
You're going to work hard. There's nothing easy about being a coach, period.
Yeah, and their personality that they have is going to make them work harder.
What kind of team does he have? What's he getting?
Well, it looks like he's going out. He's going to get the first pick. So Trevor Lawrence, you want to start with a quarterback?
You think he's
going
to get Trevor Lawrence?
I would think so. I mean, you got to start with the quarterback.
How is he not going to be a good NFL quarterback?
I don't know.
I think he has to be. Yeah, it's like Troy Aikman came in and he was instant, right? Yeah. I mean,
well, he went 1-15, but you know, yeah. or well, 1-8,
pretty close.
Seven.
Yeah, yeah, 1-7, but pretty close. I mean, he came into his own pretty quickly.
Absolutely,
he's got the height. I mean, you know, he'll have to have some experience, but other than that,
absolutely. And you've been listening to The Home Team with Troy and Wyatt. If you have any questions, please reach out to me at loans.com or give us a call at 855-299-HOME. And as always, you can reach out to Wyatt on the Facebook, which is The Home Team 512. And we'll see you in just a minute.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Talk 1370, the right choice.
Hello, Austin, Texas. You're listening to The Home Team with Troy and Wyatt, where we bring sports and money together for your education and entertainment. If you have any questions about anything you hear today, please reach out to us at loansfromtroy.com. Give me a call at 855-299-HOME. And as always, you can reach out to Wyatt on the Facebook.
The Facebook.
Which is The Home Team 512. This segment is brought to you by Security National Mortgage, where we turn houses into homes by financing the American dream. You know, Wyatt, it's literally like, you know, speak, wash, rinse, repeat.
Oh, with us?
Yeah.
Or just the Austin market
just
when it comes
Austin
to
market. Yeah.
It's true. I mean, we've sitting here and announced how it's been growing and growing and it's doubling, you know, and sometimes doubling in a good way and doubling in a bad way as well, being the fact that there's nothing on the market now to buy.
You know, we talked about it when you were on your sabbatical that, you know, in the last week of December, there was a day when there was not one home for sale in the entire city of Cedar Park.
Cedar Park, that place is blown up. Leander, Cedar Park area is blown up.
Not one house on the MLS.
So I've been seeing a lot, you know, within my industry, I have to stay with, you know, certain groups and what have you. And lots of high-end realtors who are usually not starving for, you know, business are out there going, well, hey, if you haven't heard, there's a great market for selling, which I don't know how you couldn't know that right now. I mean, it's absolutely impossible. I mean, if you, let's just say you don't even turn on your TV or the radio, But yet you have a conversation with somebody, a friend or a family member, they're going to talk about it because it's what everyone's talking about right now, is that this market is crazy. And yes, if you want to sell your house, if you haven't heard, it's a good time to sell.
Absolutely.
But everyone's heard that. So what are the other options right now?
Well, you know, you got to think last year, the data's in that the Austin area appreciated over 11%. That was real appreciation, okay. not median price appreciation, which just means more expensive houses sold and less expensive. That means that the houses in general were worth almost 12%, which is 1% a month.
That's insane.
And you have to think about that. I've done this before, but I just feel like I need to break this down every time. If you bought a house for $300,000, you went under contract on the first of the month. By the time you closed at the end of the month, it's worth $303,000.
Which is great.
By appreciation.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, it was a couple of years ago. It was funny because, you know, I grew up here and I'm part of Austin. And Austin was kind of a sleepy little thing that we all loved and everything else. And, you know, and then the secret got out and it grew. But it was hard to accept. And we were talking about Hutto and I was like, oh my God, Hutto's. This is like 2 years
ago. Hutto was way out there,
it's like,
though.
It's just overpriced. There's so many other areas. There's no reason. That's what I said about 2 years ago.
Hutto was overpriced?
That's what I said about 2 years ago.
Okay.
And so I was talking to the guy that I said it to and he's like, man, I go, dude, I go, you know, there was part of me that being from Austin just couldn't accept the fact that we are San Francisco 15 years ago. That's where we are.
Oh, well, don't say that.
We are. I mean, you got to think the average, you know, home price in San Francisco is over $1 million.
True. Okay.
And you know,
now we have a lot more dirt than they do, but they can't grow any further.
But you know, with the green belt and all the stuff,
we are limited. And water is always going
to
limit us.
You know, so I mean,
good point.
You know, we are. That's it. Because people want to be. Everybody wants to be close to downtown because downtown is what really attracts people. Downtown and the lakes, plain and simple.
Right.
And so you know, people are driving the prices up in downtown. And so we are. Our housing market is going to be in 15 years from now. It's going to be where San Francisco is today.
I agree.
It's already getting there. Yeah, it was hard for me to accept that.
Well, even you know, 6 years ago, is when it started. The rental portion, the apartment sector. Downtown, 400 square feet apartments, 400, going for $1,500 a month.
Mm-hmm.
That's insane.
Right. But not if you're...
I remember when we were younger.
Right.
You could go get that one, same one. Like everyone, all your buddies loved you because you found it for $250. It was some lady that was letting you do it. And But times have changed.
Yeah, you know, but you get to think too, and the downtown sector really attracts the younger, more nomadic culture of American society.
Well, obviously the ones that are making money.
Yes, but you know, they're okay with being in a 400 square foot house.
It's technology.
Yeah, because they're, you know, they're out with their friends most of the time, and they just use that place to sleep and stuff like that. You know, as you grow, you know, that's why this, you know, the suburbans of these bigger cities are older, more, you know, because they're just, you know, we've been there, done that. You know, when I did it, I lived in Pflugerville and drove to Austin every night and had no problems.
Sure.
Well, now all of a sudden that's like driving through, you know, four different metroplexes and nobody wants to do it anymore.
Right.
You know,
I think a lot of that has been driven a little bit up from outside investment as well. California being one.
Yes.
They're coming in and, you know, 78704, for instance, you have these, you know, small time, you know, Mexican restaurants have been there forever. They're not going to give it up. They've been there for, you know, family after family, but then all of a sudden enough money is waiting in front of your face. I know one location, it's like $7 million.
Yeah.
So of course, once you build something there, you have to make money at it, which that goes into rent.
Yes.
And so that's been driving up, you know, as other investors, I call them foreign investors.
Yes. But, you know, but people succession outside, is on the table.
It's getting close. Now we entertain them coming, but that's what's driving us up. That is outside investors.
Yes. And you know, and it's kind of like, if I missed it, is it too late? No, because I think you need to get into something now. But the problem is that you have to be aggressive to get into something.
Well,
you can't toe dip into this housing market.
Oh no, you better write your biography.
5 or 6 offers, you know.
Go get a picture with your priest or rabbi.
extra cash on the side, you know, things like that. An excellent realtor. This is not the time to use your cousin who just got his license.
No, it is absolutely not. They need to know how to navigate this. I mean, it's a crazy system, but at the same time, there's new homes out there that you can get. Now you're going to have to wait for a year, but if you're wanting to, you know, if you're planning on growing your family and, or, you know, maybe your family has just grown, You might have to stick it in and go get you, you know, a new build, but you can help out with those loans as well, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And a lot of times you can help beat those new builders, right?
Yes, we can. You know, and it's funny now because a little bit ago, you know, the builders have their own, you know, preferred representative that they want you to use just because they trust them mostly. But most of the time there's a financial connection between the two. But now that they're so busy and overwhelmed,
they don't care.
Like, they're just like, please get the loan done.
Yeah, like, I don't care. Get the loan done.
You can do it. You can do it. I don't care. Just get it done. You know, but and building is even at a, you know, it's even at a difficult time. So, you know, you need to be, you know, you need to be emphatic about wanting to do this.
Okay.
And you need to get with a professional. And I'm not talking, like I said, not because they're licensed. I mean a professional, because being in this industry, I see the really good realtors out there are killing it. Their offers are getting accepted. They're, you know, and stuff like that. And the average to kind of below average realtors, they're struggling getting, they're just like, I can't get anything accepted.
Right.
Because they don't know how to work the system because they're not experienced in it.
Right. We've tried 8 houses. We haven't won yet. Yeah.
You know,
and you have other ones who are winning, you know, at least every other one.
Yes. And, you know, it has a lot to do with, like, you know, we were talking, you know, Zig Ziglar and things like that, that people don't understand that everything you do in life, you're selling.
Always.
Everything.
Always.
And
so you're selling yourself to buy a house.
Yes.
You're not buying it from a seller. You're selling to them to buy it.
That's right. You're selling that seller you.
Yeah.
That, you know, and so you need your realtor to sell the other realtor on you.
On how prepared you are.
Yes. Like, hey, this
on
guy,
a business
path. Yes.
Yeah. On the business side of it.
This one's pre-approved, not pre-qualified.
Right.
You know, we can close this loan in, you know, 25 days. And then most of the time the sellers, you know, before that was the big thing. Can you close fast?
Right.
Now the sellers are like, well, I'm not ready yet. So let's do a 45. You know, the sellers want to slow it down. It's a very weird time.
Well, because they know that they can get some more bids in, so to speak, right?
Yeah. And if yours falls through, they've got 37 other offers that are higher than yours.
So that's what I was just reading an article that there was one in Round Rock that had 90
96. 96.
Wow.
And I know the listing agent. 96 offers in a weekend.
That is, well, they've had to, so what they'll do now is within 5 hours, they have to shut it down.
Right.
And say, you know, we're taking zero more applications 5 hours after listing.
And, you know, again, I was talking about.
So is it a good time to sell?
Absolutely. But I was talking about the importance of using a professional. Here's a prime example.
Okay.
Someone made an offer.
Okay.
It got accepted. Part of the contract is you have to turn in the earnest money within 3 days.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And they didn't. They turned it in on the fourth day.
No.
And the seller got an offer that was $40,000 more.
They kicked
And they kicked that contract out for breach of contract and took the other offer.
Of course they did.
That is why you need to be using a professional.
Yeah.
In everything you do right now in the Austin housing market.
At the same time, listen to your professional. Yes. So it's one thing, right? Because we don't know for sure. It could have been that, you know, because that's a frustration for realtors sometimes. Like, hey, we have to get this money in. And they're like, oh, well, I was supposed to have it. It was supposed to come here. You have to be ready to go.
Yes.
And prepare so when you put an offer on, you're ready.
Yes. And, you know, it's funny.
That could have may or may not been the realtor, but we don't know.
Yeah. You know, and a few years ago, I was telling people, I'm like, look, I don't want to sound like a used car salesman, but you need to move on these houses. Well, now I'm like, I don't even say that part. I'm like, you need to move.
Yeah.
Get going.
Yeah.
Why are you still on the phone with me? Go get your offer in.
Yeah. What are you doing?
I used to say that. I'm like, I don't want to sound like a used car salesman. Like, I'm pushing you to get out there.
Right.
But you really need to understand the housing market's pretty fast. You need to, you know, trying to get them in the right. I don't even use that preface anymore. I'm just like, get moving.
So this time, as much as any, they people need to call you.
Yes.
They need to call you first. Before you even go to a realtor, call you first, and you can help them get into a new home, a resale, whatever. But they need to start with you.
Yes. We need to run them through. So basically, they need to apply, give me all their documents, their income, their asset.
Right.
We need to run them through underwriting, and we need to change them from a pre-qualification to a pre-approval so that they stand a chance.
And that's even with new homes, because new homes, they have a long list of people, too. And you're going to jump up on that list if you're ready to go.
Yeah. And it doesn't always guarantee that you're going to get it, because we had somebody that offered like $25,000 over with a pre-approval, and he didn't get qualified.
Wow.
Or he didn't get accepted. So it just... It's, you know, and like I said, I'm not trying to scare anyone away. I just want you to understand that there's no toe dipping into this housing market. And I promise you're going to want to be in a home now, five years from now.
Do it. And then you, like we've talked before, then once you buy that home, you can sell yours and we know that it'll sell within 5 hours.
Yeah. You know, it's
or you'll have enough contracts to make a decision within 5 hours.
Yeah. You know, and that's the thing too, because I look back now and I'm like, you know, because I did a lot of home buying in 2013. 2012, 13, and 14, a lot. I bought a lot of properties in those 3 years. And now I'm like, you know, I've had those homes for 6 years. Imagine what they're doing. What's their word now? So that's where you want to be 5 or 6 years from now.
Are you going to sell them?
No.
No?
No.
Oh.
No, not till it's time to retire.
Okay. Yeah. All right. No, everything, I didn't know if you're going to dump and then reload.
You know, rentals right now are like slot machines. They just keep going. Just keep going. And
fair
just,
enough.
Yes. So, no, you, yes. You know, but timing in the market is very, very, very important.
Right.
And you've been listening to The Home Team with Troy and Wyatt. If you have any questions about anything we've said, please reach out to us at loansfromtroy.com or give us a call at 855-299-HOME. And as always, you can reach out to Wyatt on the Facebook, which is The Home Team 512. And we will see you in just a minute.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Get breaking news and headlines in your email.
Email it.
Become a Talk Insider at talk1370.com. Talk 1370, the right choice.
Hello, Austin, Texas. You're listening to The Home Team with Troy and Wyatt, where we bring sports and money together for your education and your entertainment, mostly entertainment. If you have any questions about anything you hear today, please reach out to me at loansfromtroy.com or give me a call at 855-299-HOME. And as always, this segment is brought to you by Security National Mortgage, where we turn houses into homes by financing your American dream. Did you like how
I like that?
I learned that from the EIB, and that's called a dramatic pause.
Pause. Well, you know what? You had me. It drew me in.
Yeah.
Now I just want to know what you're going to say next.
Right.
Right? Is that what it is? Is that what it does?
That is what it is. You know, and so this is, you know, it's an interesting time, Wyatt. You know,
boy, howdy.
It's a weird, you know.
Are you saying 2020 is an interesting time?
Yeah.
Newsflash.
2021 said, hold my beer.
5 days into it, right?
Yeah.
Goodness gracious.
You know, so there's a lot of change happening, you know, and so as a society, we're you know, most people are scared or terrified of change. That doesn't mean it's bad. It doesn't mean it's good. We don't know what it is, but there's change coming. There's change in your tax program coming. There's change in the spending appetite of the government. There's change in what you need to do as far as investments and things like that. So with change, just like anything else, there's areas of opportunity, but you need to be paying attention, you know? And so, you know, to be prepared for this opportunity that's about to happen, you need to be prepared. And send no debt, some cash on hand to take advantage of it, and be present. And, you know, so we've been talking for a long time about how you need to be out of debt. You need to make sure you don't have any credit card debt, wasted stuff like that. You shouldn't have anything more than a house and maybe a car. Right, you know, that car part, you and I disagree on.
No, I don't necessarily agree. I agree with it.
Yeah.
Well,
you agree with the concept, but you know what I'm saying? But,
well, no, I've had that $200 car before. Ends up costing you more money than getting a newer car.
Well, like,
because you're always forever repairing it, and you have to. It's breaking down. Trust me. There's mental health that goes with having a newer car.
Yes. That's what I'm saying. You know, but that is of all the things. It's funny. That's the hardest one for me to convey, you
right
know? And so
no, I'm with you. People, I get what you're saying, though.
Yeah,
sure.
You know, and so that's why I said maybe a car, you know,
right.
but again, but if you don't have any other debt and you just have a house and a car, you should be living pretty good. You should be putting money away. 20% of your net has to go into a savings every single month, and you don't touch it. You know, 20% of your net goes into it. Now, that could be 401k, stock market, wherever. But once it goes in, you never touch it until it's retirement time. But that doesn't mean you can't use it.
Right.
Right? So you can use it to buy an investment property or to, you know, stock or things like
that. To further your retirement.
To further your retirement. Yes. So sometimes, you know, I was talking to somebody. He's like, you know, he's like, well, I just don't have enough money to buy an investment. I'm like, dude, you got a lot of money in your stock account. He's like, well, you said never touch that. And what I meant was never, you know, liquidate it for the reason of
vacation
or I can't pay my credit card debt.
Right,
you know,
right.
I lost my job and I got 14 credit cards to pay off. You know, but that's what I meant. And so I wanted to clarify that you can use it as a continuing a vehicle, and you can put it in a different vehicle.
Okay.
You know, so and
or several vehicles,
right? Yeah, and so, you know, and it was, I'm trying to think. 3 years ago at this point, it was 3 years ago that this market, I kind of, where it is today, I had a hunch that that's where it was going.
Mm-hmm.
So I sat down with my wife and my money guy and I said, hey, I want to do a cash out on my house. And he's like, okay. You know, and he's like, you know, he's a money guy. So he's why? Because he knows my affinity to debt and things like that. And he said, well, why? And I said, well, because I think I want to give it to you so that you can start investing it now. And he's like, you know, that's just not a real safe, blah, 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 blah. You know, he's actually kind of like, you know.
He's the one told you to hold, slow down.
Yes.
Huh?
And I'm like, no, I think we're going to do it. We're going to take cash out. We're going to, you know, pull out. And so at the time I had plenty of equity. So I was like, we'll just pull out 60 grand and we're going to give it to you. And then I calculated the difference in payment, the cost, all this stuff. And I said, look, here's the deal. You know, we're going to be moving in about 4 or 5 years. And in 4 or 5 years, you have to make $6,000 off of this $60,000 for it to be a benefit, right?
$6,000 in how many years?
And in 4 years off of $60,000. So that's a lot, but it's also not,
okay.
Right? And so I knew exactly what he needed to do. And I said, if you make $6,500, then I've made $500, right? Because it's going to cost me about $6,000 over the next 4 years. As far as because of the refinance, the change in payment, all of that sort of stuff.
Okay.
And
so was it worth $500? That's what I'm confused right
now. Well, when I gave him the money, the stock market was around 19,000. It's trading over 30,000 now.
So you're but your initial risk was just so you could earn $500.
No, I'm saying that he had to earn at least $6,000 over 4 years.
Oh, just so that you didn't lose.
And I said, look, as long as you, and I looked at him, I said, with this market, do you think you can do that? And he said, yeah, I'm pretty sure I can do that.
I think so, Troy. I think I got this.
Yeah.
All right.
And I was being present in the moment.
Okay.
I kind of saw what everything was happening. Being in the mortgage business, I saw the jobs growing. I saw the personal, you know, the discretionary income growing. So, you know what I'm saying? So I saw a lot of growth coming.
Makes sense. Yeah.
And so I was being present and I was prepared.
You had the money to do it.
Right. And I had no other debt. Right. So
right.
I didn't have to pull any money from savings.
And you're getting rid of kids left and right.
Yeah, not fast enough. But I didn't have to pull any money from savings. I changed my house payment by $88, right? So it didn't cost me anything, really,
it
to
went
do
up.
This. It yeah, went it went up $88.
Okay.
And so that was it. My monthly expenditure changed by $88, but it was on my house, which your mortgage interest is tax deductible.
Okay.
So my tax deductibleness went up, changed. So, you know, a lot of things changed. So it was a great idea, but I was present, I was paying attention, and I was debt-free at the time so I could use it.
Right. It was still a risk.
Yeah.
But you were in a good position to take that risk.
Right. And, you know, and that's kind of like we were talking about Bitcoin at the break. I mean,
right.
that was a huge risk.
That one makes me nervous.
That was a huge risk for people. Yeah. You know, you're basically just throwing a couple $1,000 into a pot and saying, hey, I'm going to come back in 4 or 5 years and see what I got.
Right.
You know, and that's.
Some people have got a lot.
Yeah. You know, but so unfortunately in life, you know, the fruit is on the skinny end of the branch. Plain and simple.
True.
So you got to get out there.
If it was easy to get, everybody'd have it.
Right.
Right.
And, you know, that's why it's
bigger and juicier.
Yeah. You know, and you got to get out there on that thin end of that skinny end of the branch and grab that fruit. And you know, it can break.
Well, if my big butt is going to break more oftentimes than not.
You know, and so you've got to have a little bit of a risk for appetite, but it must be measured risk.
Well, and like you said, prepare. You should have everything else in order, right?
Yes.
You're not spending your mortgage money on this. You're not spending any other things that you're keeping. You know, like you said, 6 months in arrears is what you try to stay to protect your family and yourself.
Yeah.
And you have other investments going on as well. This was something that, because you have accumulated all this, you're able to do that.
Yes. And, you know, and I was, but I was prepared. I'd been living a moderate means. I know
82 degrees in your house during the summer. I know you're crazy.
You know,
you're absolutely crazy.
You know,
I like it though. I mean, cause if anyone's out there complaining that you don't have enough money to do it, there are ways to do it.
You could save it.
It's a little bit of creature comforts that you're going to have to put aside to do it.
Right.
And you can do it.
And you know, what gave me this was about 15 years ago. I was doing a loan for somebody, and it was the second loan I'd done for them on an investment property. And I'd only been in the business a few years. They had already paid off the one before, and so they're getting another investment property. And this was, you know, 2007-ish,
right.
And they were putting it on a 15-year note. And they both worked at Walmart, and neither of them were a manager. Neither of them were a manager. It's not like they were running five Walmarts. They were, you know, running the clothing department, you know.
And they don't make much money there.
Right.
And they were saving everything they had.
Everything. They got Walmart stock, all of that sort of stuff. So it's very important. Awesome. Yeah.
That's very inspirational for me, too, because, you know, there's a lot of people out there who are hard workers. And I don't have any kids, but people, you know, maybe single mothers have, you know, three children at home. And they're like, I don't have extra money.
Right.
Well, yeah, actually you do.
Yes.
And you can find it. You have to find it and do it. Because if someone who is working at Walmart, and nothing against working at Walmart, but they don't make much money, is able to do that, that's inspiration to me.
You know, one of the first steps I do to help people is I have them use one credit card for all of their expenses. Now, it usually takes 2 or 3 months to get them onto that, right?
Right.
But to where every expense they spend, you know, except for, you know, you can't put your house or your car on there, but, you know, your water, your electric, you know, things like that, your grocery, all on one credit card, right?
Right.
And then once you get them using that, and then you show them one day, and I just had this exercise with somebody I'm helping right now, and I showed them, and I said, look, this is every dollar you spent.
Right here.
This right here. So
I guess, bill.
Yeah. So I said, so when you decide you're spending too much money, you can scrub this
right
and determine what you can cut. And they're like, and so it's funny. They're like, well, you know, I didn't spend that much going out. And I'm like, okay, so it's two people. They're older people. So, no kids, you know, older people don't eat as much. As I get older, I don't eat as much as when I was younger. I don't know why, you know, but they're much older than me. And so I looked at them and I'm like, do you realize you spent, you know, $400 at fast food restaurants in 1 month? And they're like, well, it's either that or spend it at the grocery store. And I said, okay.
No, not really.
I said, well, do you realize you spent $1,300 at HEB?
Good.
So two
people, $1,300.
Retired senior citizens spent $1,700 on food.
In
1 month.
1 month?
Yeah. So I'm like, guys, y'all understand that I got a house.
What are they eating? Or what are they drinking? Because alcohol costs more. That's what that is.
Probably a little bit of wine. Yeah. You know, but so, you know, I got six kids. I don't spend that much.
Right.
You know, I got three toddlers and we buy our diapers at the grocery store and I don't spend anywhere near what you're spending.
Right.
So it's just, you know, so understanding your bill, where your money's going, is the most important thing.
I want their number because they're obviously having Dom Perignon brunches on Sundays and I want to be invited to that party.
You know, and so right now everybody's very fortunate to listen to this is that most people should own a home right now and you can reset your life by doing a cash out loan.
Mm-hmm.
Rates are in the twos or threes and you can take a cash out and pay off all your debt and you may never have this opportunity again. So if you're wanting to reset your life so that you can do this, call me. And let's reset. Let's put you in a cash out. Let's pay off all your debt and let's put you in the right position moving forward so that next great opportunity, you're prepared for it.
I like it.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Or if they've never bought a house, they still need to call you.
Well, yeah. But I'm just, you know, right now, January, you got lower escrows. It's most beneficial to
interest
do a refinance.
Interest rates are still fantastic.
Right. Yes. Most beneficial to refinance a home in January. So give me a call at either 855-299-HOME or you can reach out to me at loansfromtroy.com. You can do a rate quote request. You can also, you know, text home app to 31996. And we will see you in just a minute.
Talk 13-7, the right choice.
Hello, Austin, Texas. You're listening to The Home Team with Troy and Wyatt, where we bring sports and money together for your education and entertainment. If you have any questions about anything you hear today, please reach out to me at loansfromtroy.com or give me a call at 855-299-HOME. And as always, Wyatt is patiently waiting on the Facebook.
Okay, patiently waiting might not be the exact thing that I do, but I do check it from time to time.
Yeah, that's The Home Team 512. So please give him a comment or a shout out or even a like. I don't think they have an unlike button, so you're good there.
Hey, you know what? That is not funny.
Yeah, and this segment is brought to you by Security National Mortgage, where we will turn your house into a home by financing the American dream. And this is the fun part. We've done all our work, dude.
I missed last week, and I was excited to hear your take on it, but I do know that the Longhorn alum are kind of like the New York Yankees baseball. They're throwing money left and right now. $1 million annual salary to a special teams coach coming from Alabama. What's that about?
Dude, come on, man. He's like
but
the
special teams, $1 million. Come on. What is going on?
Recruiter.
What is that going to do? Oh, I better see some. He's a recruiter.
He is the recruiter.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
Okay, I thought it was just special teams. He's the recruiter.
He's the recruiter. Yeah.
Is that okay? Where'd you read that? Because I was like, I want to know who's has that much money at Texas. What are they doing? And how do I get a job?
Well,
because they're making a lot of money, throwing money around like they, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, just think about it. The guy needs money, so when he's out, he can, you know, kind of roll it onto the players.
Yeah, he's not spending his own money to do that. All right. No, it's Venmo now. Yeah. You can't give him cash anymore. It's Venmo.
No.
You have to hide it for one.
Right.
Number
it's Bitcoin.
Two. Is it Bitcoin? It's Bitcoin. That's why you hide it.
Just don't give them the password until they sign the letter of intent.
We were talking about that earlier. That guy, 200 and something million he can't get to, but anyway.
Yeah. So look, we're bringing back Coach Davis. Who has been in the NFL. Coach Stark is bringing the...
Jeff Banks.
Recruiter.
And he's a recruiter.
From Alabama. He's a tight ends coach, but he's the recruiter. I mean,
what's the special teams coach, Jeff Banks? What's his deal? Why is he getting a million?
But that's what I'm saying. He's the recruiter. He's the tight end, special teams there. He's going to be tight ends coach here.
Okay.
He's also bringing in Coach Flood, who is the guy that stole the Brockemeyer twins from the University of Texas and just got the award for being the greatest line coach in the country.
It's looking pretty good.
Yeah.
It is looking pretty good, but I don't know how much of this is a spin. I mean, Alabama's offense has always done good, so how much did he really do this year?
Well, he did the greatest they've ever done 2 years in a row.
Okay.
I mean, so he took great talent and made it even better.
Well, let's just hope.
So let's just, you know, does that make sense? I mean, it's, yes, I know what you're saying, but he took... He literally, they had a number of points per season and yards and all that sort of stuff, and they had a stat from like 1936 on there. So that's how great he had.
So you don't think this is a lateral? It's sounding like it's not a lateral move. It's a little bit more of an up move. He's no Urban Meyer,
right?
Do you think Urban Meyer
is only Urban Meyer.
But you know what I'm saying.
Yeah,
but
and he's dead to me. We've already had.
I know this, but we're gonna bring him back up.
Right.
Do you think Urban Meyer would have done a better job?
Would he have assembled a better? I mean, I don't think you could have gotten a better recruiter because you know.
At the end of the day, college football is recruiting.
Yeah, let's be real. I mean, how hard is it to coach the tight ends?
No,
I mean, you got like three guys on the roster,
right?
You know, I mean, even I think that I could watch a bunch of YouTube and be a good tight ends coach. And I'm not saying that to,
but this guy's willing to travel and go talk some people into some stuff.
Right.
They're going to pay him $1 million.
Yeah, this guy's going to bring 5-star talent in. That's who he is. You also bring in the best offensive line coach in the country.
Which we need.
Yes. And, you know, all games, no matter what we want to say, all games are won or lost in the trenches.
But a line coach really, more of that's just a guy that makes them work out. You just need some big dudes, right?
No. I don't know. But apparently it's a lot harder than I think because we haven't been able to be very good at it in a long time.
You need to make them work out.
Yeah. You know, and then we bring in Bo Davis, who's been here before, had a great line, and has been in the NFL. So he brings in a lot of expertise on the defensive side of the line. We're bringing back, you know, one of my friend, OCL, one of his most favorite players of all time. We're bringing back Blake Gideon.
Okay.
And
What's the significance of that?
Because OCL does not like Blake at all. He blames him for the loss of the national championship against Texas Tech when he dropped that pass. And that's like 15 years ago. So I'm like,
still can't get it over.
Let it go, dude. But, you know, so Blake Gideon's coming back. You know, love him or not, but he's had a great career. He was a 2-star kid that played in the NFL. I mean, you know,
So do you think, okay,
Stan Drayton, who is probably, you know, the guy that brought in the best running back in the country last year and brought in probably one of the top five this year. Just nobody knows of him because of COVID.
The running back.
Turned a quarterback into a NFL prospect in 1 year. So he's really good running back coach. And as far as everything else, I don't know. We're keeping the wide receiver who was credited with bringing in a top 100 wide receiver just a few days ago on the day we announced Coach Sarkisian, because that he was the only reason he wasn't committed to Alabama was our wide receivers coach. Now all of a sudden we connect the two. So the staff he's putting together has a lot of promise. Now, the only problem with a staff like this that could happen is that you have big personalities that have never really worked together before.
You have to build that team.
There's a pecking order that is established through time.
Yeah, well, no, you have a bunch of alpha males in a room.
Yeah,
it does take a while, right?
Yeah, you know what?
That's Jerry Jones's problem.
Yes,
right.
He can't get out of his own alpha way.
Yeah, I mean, it is a problem.
Yeah, that's the only considerations. You get too many alpha males in a room, sometimes you don't get anything done because they're just butting heads because they don't agree. So
stay in your lane.
Yeah. So the question is he putting people together that are going to work well together? We won't know that answer until next October
As much money as they're throwing, because you do that in New York and somehow they always figure it out. And I use them just because I'm using a franchise that throws a lot of money at their sports and wins a lot.
Yes.
Eventually, if you throw enough money, people put their ego aside and say, you know what, I'm not missing this payday.
It hadn't worked for Jones.
Yeah, no, it has not.
The Cowboys went, 4-12 or something?
Well, they're not throwing money like New York money, I don't think. But you know what, best of luck to the new coach, and it is looking up. At first, I thought it was a lateral move, but the more and more I've been looking into it, looking into him, yes, he's made some mistakes. Man, he showed up to work drunk. But you know what? He made some mistakes early on, and that might be to our benefit because we got an awesome coach that's been looked over. So,
And
I didn't mean to bring that up. That was a mistake he made.
But I look at that
as coaches don't go to lunch and have a couple beers?
But I look at that as a, in my opinion, a benefit for us because he's already been in the limelight, got crushed by it, and now wants to be back in it.
He wants to show everybody what he has.
So he knows what it takes.
Yeah, it could be awesome.
As much as I enjoyed Coach Herman in the beginning, he had no idea what he was getting himself into at the University of Texas. He didn't understand that
the politics
of anything. And you got to think, Coach Sarkisian, he's been at USC and Alabama,
talk about if you're not playing your cards right, you're not working there, and you're not getting good talent.
Yeah, so there is no difference in the expectations of a coach at the USC, and I'm talking about Southern California, not Carolina,
right?
Or in Texas, there's no difference. So he understands what he stepped into. He knows what's expected of him. He knows what he needs to do outside of coaching.
Right.
Where I don't think he understood that at USC, and it became too much for him. And if you have an addiction and you get in the wrong situation, you just crumble on yourself. So now he doesn't drink. He hasn't had any drink since then.
And I shouldn't have brought that up. I'm just
it's true. I mean, a lot of Longhorn fans had a problem with it. As they dug into it deeper, they see that it's probably a benefit.
People make mistakes, and he made a mistake early on. The guy's not an old gentleman. I mean, he's
45.
He's 45 years old. Yeah. So, I mean, you make those mistakes, especially if you're good right off the bat. So, I think it might be a benefit to us all, and to him included.
Yeah.
Now he's at Texas, hopefully a longtime home of his that we win a lot with. Yeah, so we'll see.
I mean, can you imagine a 15-year run with, like 8 national championships?
I love Longhorn fans. I do. He's like, we're winning the Super Bowl. We're not even playing professional. Well, don't worry. With him as coach, we might.
I've already hung the banner.
Have you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, you've already made the shirts?
Yeah, I've already made the shirt, the banner.
Please do it and wear it.
I'm just going to got to write in the years.
You have to.
Yeah.
No, do it.
I'm going to be like LeBron, not one, not two, not three.
Honestly, it's starting to look up. It really is. And it actually... It didn't feel good when they announced it. It didn't feel good. I didn't have a warm feeling about it. Now that it's settled in a little bit, and I've done my research, and like you said, some of these coaches they're pulling over and what have you. It's starting to kind of feel good. Like I they might have made a good decision.
And I was of the mindset that even that Coach Herman went 7-3, and I said that the optics just look bad of firing a 7-3 coach.
Right.
But now looking at it, Coach Herman was gone after the OU game. It didn't matter.
They kept him around.
It didn't matter if he went 9-1. He was gone after the OU game. He had you know, it's one of those things that people don't understand.
Well, it didn't look like he was striving for a national championship anytime soon.
Yeah, you know, right? But it's just that people don't understand. It's like, you know, we have freedom of speech, we have freedom of expression and all that sort of stuff. But you, if you're being paid by someone, you are succumbing to their beliefs and their understandings. And you're saying, yes, I agree. And I accept what you're asking of me. And he just didn't, he lost the team. He lost the donors. He lost, you know, the recruiting, everything just fell apart. And he somehow managed to still finish out 7-3, which means that if he was aligned with everything, he could have had an amazing season, but he just wasn't ready and he needed to be humbled. And once you get fired, you get humbled.
Well, Alabama won the national championship with an astounding boom. And no doubt they got it. So playoffs next year, they're looking at maybe changing it up a little bit. Hopefully, because it was a little offsided. It was. I know you didn't like the Aggies being, you know, didn't care about the Aggies being out, but that could end up hurting the Longhorns in the long run, too. If we need to put the playoffs, make them a little bit bigger, I think.
I hate to tell my Aggie friends this because it's true and it hurts
their
feelings.
They wouldn't have won. No, they wouldn't have won.
No. If the Longhorns had gone 9-1, they'd have been in the playoffs.
Ridiculously so.
Right?
Yeah,
right.
Ridiculously so.
Even my Aggie friends, when I say that to them, they can't say that's not true.
Ridiculously so.
Yeah, you know, so that's just the way it is. And
it's going to change.
It's part of being the little brother in a big state.
No.
Yeah, no, that's pretty much it.
I'm both Aggie and Longhorn, whatever.
If you have any questions about anything you've heard today from Troy and Wyatt on the home team, please reach out to us at loansfromtroy.com or give us a call at 855-299-HOME. And definitely you can leave me a comment, especially if you think that the Aggies would have won, which we know they wouldn't.
They would have won the national.
Yeah, and we'll see you next week. Hook 'em horns.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!